Here with me is Rex Fuller, CEO of the Center on Colfax. Hi, Rex. Thanks so much for meeting with me.
Hi, Abby. Happy to be here.
You do so many events in the community. Can you share a little bit about the Center on Colfax for those that might not know about y'all and what kind of events they can find?
Well, the Center on Colfax is Denver's LGBTQ community center. So we offer year-round programming for youth, for young adults, for the trans community. We offer workplace training on LGBT employment issues. We have an older adults program, a history program, some cultural programming. So quite a bit goes on here year round. And our biggest project of the year is always producing Denver Pride Fest, which is important because it's a great celebration for the community, but it's also one of the major fundraisers for the center so that we are able to have year round programming.
I'm a little newer to Denver. How many years has Denver Pride been going on?
I believe the first one in Denver, if I'm not mistaken, was in 1976.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's been going on for quite a while. It's definitely one of the largest in the Rocky Mountain region. We're not aware of another that is as big as ours. We have a two-day festival. It's June 24th and 25th at Civic Center Park, and we'll probably host close to 500,000, if not more, people over 2 days. It kicks off on Saturday morning with a 5K, but we'll have probably close to 250 exhibitors down at the park. We'll have all kinds of food. We'll have lots of good things to drink. We have 4 stages in the park this year. We have our youth stage, our Latinx stage, our Dance World stage will feature some really amazing DJs. And then center stage is really kind of one of the big centerpieces of the festival, where we'll have some amazing entertainment all weekend long. And then the parade itself is also huge, with probably more than 100,000 people watching it or participating in it.
The parade itself, is it a 1 day or 2 day situation?
The parade is on Sunday morning, the 25th, steps off at 9:30 from Cheeseman Park and heads down Colfax Avenue into Civic Center.
Cool. Is it a walking parade or is it a float parade?
All the parades. We will definitely have some really creative floats and other activations that come down the street. We will have large marching contingents. Last year, we know we had 14,000 people marching in the parade itself.
Oh, wow.
And so it's a big, big deal.
As far as people who are there to go to the parade, do you have to register to walk in it?
We do try and get registration in advance, yes. But, you know, kind of at the end of the parade, once it's all over, I would say the majority of the crowd just follows the parade down to the festival.
What's one of your favorite things about the Denver Pride Parade?
Oh, I like how colorful and creative it is. I mean, you know, there's just all kinds of fun and kooky things that happen. And I also love just seeing how the community comes out and is really just enthusiastically supporting folks.
Yeah, that's a great feeling. I wanted to ask about the marshals for the parade.
Yeah, we have 5 grand marshals that we're honoring. We are honoring Robin Kneach, who is the first out member of City Council who's stepping down this year. She's also the longest serving LGBT member of City Council. We are also honoring the Imperial Court of the Rocky Mountain Empire, which is a drag organization that is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year. They've been a group that has provided major fundraising for all kinds of groups across the state, including the center. So we really wanted to honor their contributions. We are also honoring PFLAG. That stands for Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays, which is a national organization. And they are also celebrating their 50th anniversary this year. And that's a group that has provided a lot of support for individuals and family members over many years. We are going to honor the trans parenting group from Inside Out in Colorado Springs. I think everybody's pretty aware that transgender issues, especially affecting youth, have been a really major issue in the news over the last year or so. So we really wanted to bring that community to the fore and honor their work. And then we are going to honor survivors of the Club Q shooting, which happened in November and has been a pretty big traumatic tragedy for many people in our community. So I think it's important at such a large event that we're also acknowledging and supporting the folks who've survived that.
Yeah, definitely is. Where can listeners find out more about some of the details as far as the musicians and all of that? Is that all on the center's website?
It's on our Pride website, denverpride.org, but they can also visit the center's website, which is lgbtqcolorado.org. We'll have lots of great entertainers. I think we're really excited.
It sounds like such a colorful, welcoming, and beautiful event for Denver. So,
well, it is one of our favorites, and it's one of the biggest festivals that happens all year. So one of the things that's really important about the festival is that it's often people's very first time having an experience with the community at all. So being able to have it be a place where people can find a sense of welcome and support is really important.